Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here again, Special Projects Coordinator with Game Fish and Parks. Today I'd like to talk to you briefly about where we're at with the Missouri River Task Force, the Missouri River Refuge Task Force. Mark Ulm is actually at some training, so he is not here today to present this information, so I will do so. We do have two commissioners, Commissioner Sharp and Commissioner Locken, that are going to be on this task force, that have agreed to be on this task force, and this is going to include quite a few reps from across different stakeholder groups, and I'm going to kind of run through some of these different folks that we'd like to see participate on this task force. Again, the Missouri River Refuge System has not been reviewed for over 30 years, so this is something that's likely overdue in a sense, and we're going to take this task and do a very thorough job at developing some criteria to help the commission decide if refuges are needed in certain places, if they're not needed, what are the reasons why, if they are needed, what are the reasons why for that as well. So the overall objective of this task force is strictly to develop criteria for the commission to consider when refuge proposals are brought. And you have dealt with refuge proposals in the past. Sometimes they are very difficult to deal with because there's not a lot of biological data or information that revolves around those proposals. So this is hopefully a way to get some criteria in place, a decision matrix, if you will, to help the commission make decisions moving forward into the future. So what we have here, I have a list of essentially 29 folks. I'm going to go through this list. I'm not going to read the names off, but I'm just going to give you the makeup of who this group comprises of, essentially. And what we have, the first part of the list is landowner representation. This is a big, important part of the group. We would like to see 5 representatives that are landowners along the Missouri River, especially that are impacted by Missouri River refuges. We'd like to see 5 representatives from sportsman groups on this as well. Groups such as Ducks Unlimited, Delta Waterfall, the Isaac Walton Lead, those types of groups. We have a list of about 12 listed here. We'll have to pick 5 from those 12. We'd like to see 1 representative from fishing and a boating representation. Similar groups such as the Walleye Unlimited or the Walleye Guys, for example. Something like that. We'd like to see one of those folks participate in this discussion. Big game hunter representation. And we have essentially 4 folks there, or groups there that we'd like to see. Pick one of those 4, and it'd be from the Big Game Coalition, Mule Deer Foundation, South Dakota Bow Hunters. Those would be ideas of big game hunter representation. A small game hunting representation as well, such as Pheasants Forever. Tribal representation. We would like to invite all the tribes to participate in this task force and provide their input. We do have 5 tribes that are impacted by Missouri River refuges, and we'd like to invite all of them, the Cheyenne River, the Standing Rock, Lower Brule, Crow Creek, and Yankton Sioux tribes, and we'd like to hopefully have their participation as well. Non-game representation. We'd like to see one of those folks of the non-game groups, such as the Audubon Society or the South Dakota Ornithologists Union, participate in this discussion. We have the Army Corps of Engineers. We have the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 2 representatives from that we'd like to see. And then business representation, because this does have economic impacts. Waterfall hunting does bring visitors, does bring tourism, and does bring some economic stimulus to our economy for sure. So such folks such as the Missouri River Tourism Steamboat, Grey Goose Store, those types of folks we'd like to ask for their participation and have 2 representatives from the business aspect. And then the press representation. We'd like to have 1 representative there from the press, and that would kind of conclude the list. All in all, about 29 folks would be incorporated on this task force. There's going to be a lot of good discussion, lengthy discussion, probably numerous meetings will be held once this group gets put together. And with that, I would take any questions.
Any questions? Comments? Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. After our initial foray into this effort, I think it's good we've kind of regrouped and really reached out and broadened the number of people that want to be involved in this. And so I just want to give an attaboy again for getting all these groups involved, where we have really more outside representation and groups and individual people that have strong feelings about this. We'll have a chance to voice their opinion and any concerns they may have in this effort. But again, good job drawing all these groups together. And at the end of this, I think it's going to be safe to say we've had a lot of good public input, and it can't be just an internally driven document. So excited that this is going on and looking forward to all the new things and ideas we come up with here.
Any other questions, comments? All right. Thank you. Good report.
Thank you.